Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a newish song from Taylor Swift. That came out like, I don't know, last Thursday or something. She dropped that record. And then we got a new Billie Eilish coming up today at 4. I'm excited about that. I actually can't wait to see the sales numbers or the sales equivalent numbers for Taylor. Hopefully we'll get those charts on Monday. That'll be cool. And no matter what, tomorrow's Friday. So that's we got that going for us.
Right.
And now we're going to hear what our listeners think about stuff.
All right.
Good times.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Now listen, this first text, I got to be careful how I answer this. Oh. So I'll begin with, Entercom is an excellent company and they've spared no expense on all of the things that we use here as we broadcast Alice Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I think they got ripped off on the texting, what do you call this thing?
The machine, the texting machine.
The texting machine, the texting program, whatever
the
it
formatting,
is.
Right.
Look, even the best companies can sometimes get had. You know, I don't know what the deal was, but the program we use is the reason for the problem. Here's your text, 415. Why does Vinny read half text? It's annoying not to hear the whole thing. Because for some reason, when your texts come through, they come through in pieces. We don't get the whole thing. And I often find myself scrolling up and down trying to find the other half of the thing in real time, which sounds like crap.
The volume of text that we get, by the time the second half of whatever text it is, if you write a long text, it divides it up. And in between, several other texts have come in.
Right.
So they it's not like they're adjacent to each other.
Right. They're nowhere near each other in some cases. And so I find myself just having to move on. That's why. It's not purposeful. It's not that I'm trying to edit you. I truly can't find the other half of your text sometimes. So there's that. Or sometimes you're just, word economy people. Like, keep them short.
Keep them short and they'll all be in one place.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. Who is this? I don't know. 408. It looks like 408. Vinny, more likely they were gophers, not moles. Watched Caddyshack last night. Bill Murray and the gopher hunting. Classic. I don't know what they were.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, it dug a line from my backyard down the side yard, under the fence, and out the front, and just... And that is one of the things that caused me trouble. We were still going into the station at the time. In the morning, I saw this giant mound of dirt out the front yard where my car... I'm like, what is that? And now I'm out of the car and I'm trying to figure out, what the hell am I looking at? And you can lose 10 minutes in a finger snap.
It's unbelievable how fast time goes when you really need to get in the car and drive because you got a 70-minute drive.
Right. I mean, I truly was like, I got to go. I'll have to deal with this when I get home. I don't understand why the dirt is all dug up around here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what they were, but I don't have them at the moment. Who knows? 650 says, I miss hearing Isla on the show. Have I been busy when she's been on, or is she taking a break? I haven't had her on because I was gone for a week or whatever, broadcasting from the other house.
Week.
But I'll try to get her on this week.
Okay.
Well, Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We're out of time today.
That'd be a very nice special time to.
It's not been by design, but it's just the way it's gone.
Right.
I see the Caddyshack golfer with a tiny miner's hat being buried in the collapsed tunnel under Vinny's foot, screaming in a chipmunk voice, "Oh no!" And then the person says, "Man, I need to get out of the house." That's 415. No, I kind of see that too. I'm an animal lover, but you can't dig up my yard. Like, if you could have quietly lived in my yard without, you know, trashing it, I would have let you be. But trashing my yard is not an option. Punk.
Yeah.
I
know, I feel
bad,
but... Oh, the black
hole. Yeah, I don't... Get the black hole to rid yourself of moles. It's a trap you insert in the tunnel to snag the mole. It works. Used it successfully a bunch of times.
Oh.
Yeah, I was hoping to just... And I want to believe that's how it worked. I was hoping that sound device just made them go somewhere else.
Yeah, just get out of here.
He's just living in the neighbor's yard or, you know, went out and found nature. There's tons of it all over.
Enjoy.
Outside my
elsewhere.
Fence. Outside, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Listened and laughed to the car fire story, promptly pulled into my garage and cleaned out the car.
There you go. Look at you,
right.
Vinny. It's like a public service announcement.
Yeah. I mean, get your laundry out of there. How many shirts are you going to let pile up before you realize most of your shirts are in the car now?
And also, candles in cars. I don't know.
No,
it's a no. Don't do that.
A spade has a pointed tip and is shaped like a playing card suit. A shovel has a flat end.
Yeah, neither of those is what I was using. I'm talking about it's like a 7 foot long rod that weighs 25 pounds, made of steel. One end is pointy, and the other end has like a small tapered end that has a wide bottom. But I'm talking about like a 2-inch thing that you can just jam it in and get the dirt out of a hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are gnarly.
They're hard to
there.
Use. It's very, you have to yank it up and drop it down.
Sounds really dangerous. They allow those in Mill Valley, huh?
Yeah, it's dangerous for
moles.
Or
did you have to sneak it in? Did you bring that over the wall? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Mill Valley.
I went through the castle sewers, to sneak that thing in.
Okay.
Under the moat, through the sewers.
I knew
and I made
know
it into,
what I meant. Good
sure,
job.
Of course. Thanks.
The Antibodies song sounded very Aldous Snow, which I guess is the alter ego of Russell Brand. Based on the way they put him in parentheses? I don't know all this snow.
Yeah, I don't either. But I will say that this Nicholas Braun guy, I'd never heard of him before this morning. I enjoyed that little song he made up. It's really cute. It's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. What's it called?
Oh, the song? Oh,
do you think they're talking about
I think they're talking
Marilyn
about that
Manson
one
again?
Movie. No, that one movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh,
Russell Brand plays that singer, and he's
God,
like,
"I love that movie." Yeah.
I think that's what they're talking about.
It's so funny, good times.
That's probably
that,
his name.
That movie like really launched him, didn't it? And he's since sort
so.
Of, backtracked, or maybe he made enough money. I don't know what you don't see him as much.
No. I haven't seen him in years. I feel like I haven't seen him since Katy Perry and him broke up. I'm sure he's been around.
Right. 510 says, consider polyamory. This is a public service announcement, I guess. Consider polyamory. It's possible relationship as a possible relationship makes it so you don't rely on one person to fulfill all needs. As an asexual person, it helps that my partner, someone who's compatible with them sexually. Okay, so...
Oh, so their person has someone that they have sex with, and this person meets other needs of theirs.
I guess.
So this person's like in a throuple or something.
Right. Well, it's multiple relationships, I guess, is polyamory, and you're able to... I mean, that would be great, except most couples, most people won't allow their person to have other people.
Right.
It seems,
I'm just not that evolved.
Right.
Sorry about it.
I mean, sexual compatibility is virtually impossible, in my opinion, as even if you start out that way,
things
life
change.
Has a tendency to, you know, take, you get things and get in the way and you find yourself not as compatible as you once were and wanting more or less than you used to, right?
Sure.
I mean,
hormone levels change, kids get in the way,
right?
Real
no
life,
doubt.
I'm tired, oh, my head hurts. There's a million things you can come up
I
with.
I think you're a wonderful partner that you've, after all these years, still commit to the once a week, you know.
At a bare minimum, the once a week, you know.
That's
sometimes
nice.
It gets a little extra something. Like, you just took out that trash like nobody's business, baby. Get over here.
Wow, the trash? That's...
whatever, you know?
Okay.
The things that he does just so without even being asked.
I'm you're like a nice that. Lady.
Sure. Well, sometimes I really do ask a lot of him, like, hey, I need your help today with this one giant thing that I mostly need you to do for me. And then he does it, and I'm like, get over here for some payment. And he likes it.
That's
or
well,
I'll even
yeah.
tell him, I'm like, and you know, it, like, even as he's in the middle of it, I'm like, oh, man, that is, you are doing a great, oh, boy, it's turning me on. Oh, geez. Oh, wait till later, baby, because, woo.
Oh,
give him
boy.
A little grab here or there, you know.
Oh, wow.
A little chunch squeeze, you know, whatever.
You're a nice lady.
You know, just whatever. Just got to make him feel appreciated. You know, I do appreciate him, and if that's what it takes, I'll do it.
415 says, dimes to dollars, a person with a scented candle explanation for his car burning up is insurance fraud. He let the car burn, waited, and then came up with that explanation. All right.
Maybe, or he could just be an idiot who burns scented candles in his car.
Yeah, I think that you need, if you read enough Florida stories, you realize there's just a ton of stupid dummy heads out there in the world. There's just a ton of them.
Yep.
Sorry about it, but, you know, happens.
Yep.
Post Malone did the Joe Rogan podcast yesterday. They say that he had, oh, here it is. Joe Rogan has his own COVID test for his guests on his show.
Oh.
They know that they're negative before he does the podcast. I don't know about that. Are you sure he's not joking?
Yeah.
I think he's joking.
Here's the COVID test. Take a hit off of this. If you live for 15 minutes, you don't have it. All right, come on in, bud.
I don't listen to his podcast, but I'm a fan. I like Joe. But just based on what I'm hearing, I don't know that anybody's got a home COVID test.
Yeah, if anyone has one, it's Joe. I'll go that far. But no.
Right,
although,
I don't know.
You know, he's a guy who would have a lab set up at his house because, of course, he did. He's Joe Rogan. Like, that guy has some weird S going on. So, you know.
He's also got big
maybe.
Money. Like, between news radio, his stand up, Fear Factor, and then the UFC announcing, and now his own pot. He's done
podcast,
very well for himself.
Yes, he has.
Right? So
he can certainly afford plenty of drugs, as is well documented on his podcast. I mean, I'm sure he's only showing us the legal and mostly legal ones.
They say here that he does his podcast. He doesn't do it at his house. It's a big industrial warehouse that he owns with a gym, archery range, and other stuff.
Oh, my God. He's living the dream, man. He's like your brother on steroids.
Yep. He's got the money. So there it is.
Jan would have that, too. He's like, oh, I just couldn't fit it all in my house, man. I bought this gigantic warehouse. I bought an old plane hangar, and I converted it into my dream space.
You want to hear some Jan stuff? That guy just... I would only hire experts. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
He not only did his own kitchen remodel, but he did the backsplash himself. And I'm all, when have you ever done that? And he goes, I haven't. I just learned about it and then did it.
Hard at all. I've done tons of tiling.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, man. I feel like 2 minutes in, I'd go, well, I've taken on too much. I'm going to walk away from this right here.
No, and he's not wrong. Like, if you need to know how to do it, and you can certainly learn that easily on the internet. And luckily, I have Dick and Chumley around to, you know, come in and go, you need to get a level on that. We're going to need to have, there's no half-assing it around those guys. So
good. Well, you don't want that.
You're right, I don't. But also, I want to get stuff done. You know, I'm like a let's get this done fast kind of girl. Luckily, that gets thwarted.
Good. 925 says, good morning, radio family. Can you send me a shout out this morning as I'm on my way to court? I've been picked as a juror. Ugh. It's been 100 times slower.
Oh, because of the whole Jesus. That has got to be a huge pain in the ass right now. I can't believe they're even seating juries.
Painful process, but got me through it, was listening to you guys on our breaks. I LOL'd when I heard Sarah on the horse again. Sorry, Sarah.
Oh, for
but
God's
it never
sake.
Gets old. Giddy up.
Nice.
Don't do it, Bryn. Just for right. once, give me a break.
About Sarah and her mail, how is she doing the postage? She must have had stamps.com or something.
Yeah, well, Etsy has a stamp program. You print an Etsy label, and but I can do, you know, I do it through PayPal, and you print it out, you pay, and they give you a thing you print out. You tape it to the box.
I don't know that, but I do know that PayPal is excellent.
I like PayPal.
Not Venmo. PayPal.
Venmo's fine.
The same company.
Same company.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, everyone, oh, you got Venmo. No, I don't need two of them. For crying out loud, I got the one.
I know. What? I have like 50 things now, like, and the bank keeps sending me things like, get on Zelle. I'm like, no, I don't need more things.
No.
I'm not doing it. Between Apple Pay, right. PayPal, Venmo. Like, if you don't have one of those, F off. I'm not paying you. You know, forget. Here's a check.
Right.
Go away. I don't need that many of those. What do you want, Bitcoin? That ain't happening. Forget it.
Someone wrote in, and I had forgotten about this, but there's an app where you can use or rent people's pools. It's called Swimly.
Oh.
And I'd forgotten about that. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're disinfecting everything and that the house is safe, but you can rent someone's pool with an app called Swimly. So I thought I'd mention that real quick as a texter.
Well, chlorine does do a pretty good job of keeping the microbes down. So I would, you know, I guess if it's a saltwater pool, maybe they can't clean it. I really don't know. That's, you know, if that's a chance you want to take, then Swimly is for you.
Can you guys send me a 44th birthday shout out? I'll be doing nothing much other than waiting for Big Brother to start next week. P.S.
Oh,
thanks,
my God.
You guys, for keeping us all sane. And then they don't say their name, so I can't really.
Happy birthday, random 44-year-old, and thank you for listening. Make sure you write in with your thoughts and feelings on Big Brother when it kicks off next week.
I'll make this the last one. As you mentioned, that kitchen, which I've handed off both names to my wife because she deals with my kids' diet primarily.
Oh, the bakehouse place?
You mentioned which bakehouse?
Misfits Bakehouse in Palo Alto. They deliver. They delivered it.
Check out Crumble and Whisk in Emeryville, African-American owned. They do an amazing assortment of vegan, dairy-free, and gluten-free baked goods. His gluten-free cheesecakes are absolutely delicious. So that's Crumble and Whisk, everyone.
That's cute.
All right, we're done. We'll be back after these to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun show today. Thanks again to Jenny Lamb. From Mayor Breed's office. She is in charge of the upcoming school year here in San Francisco.
And she
to
was
all
great.
The educators, she was great. To every educators and superintendents and the people, the smart people who are putting this school year together, we feel your pain and we appreciate you. That's you are not in a, in that's got to suck right now. So
and
Jenny Lamb was excellent.
You mentioned she's running for her
yes,
job
she's
again.
She's got a re-election
so
bid. She was appointed by Mayor Breed, then elected in a special election, and now she's running. So November 2020, she finds out if she has the job for the next 4 years. And
so
she's great.
Vote Jenny Lamb,
really,
everyone.
Vote Jenny Lamb, everybody. Yeah. So, yeah, she was a great guest. And as you know, a lot of people are looking at this. They're not looking forward to it. They're looking at this upcoming school year with some trepidation. And there's a lot of unknowns. So it was
When we mentioned it yesterday, it was really interesting how many texts rolled in and we didn't get to them. But people were talking about every individual school situation, colleges and more, where they want you to send the kid to college, but they're going to take classes from the computer anyway. And this is about, can they safely have the kids around? One school or one person wrote, they're asking kids to quarantine for 2 weeks before they come to their dorms, and then yet they'll not be taking classes in person anyway. But to be in the dorm, you've got, it's just a trip how much work is going on behind the scenes right now. So, yeah, as you said,
not easy.
Thanks to you all for the work you're doing, and hopefully our kids can get in school and get what they need. Right.
And that's the bottom line. The kids need what they need. All right. Listen, have a great day. Keep it on Alice all day. New Billie Eilish coming up at 4 p.m. So that's exciting. Jane will have that in her show. It's Jane.
Oh, Jane.
And we will catch you back here tomorrow at 5:45. And it'll be Friday the whole day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.